Hey there, it's Kona Gallagher, host of And Then They Were Gone and Day by Day True Crime Stories, and I'm here to bring you an amazing opportunity to win some incredible prizes, all for a good cause. Join the Texas Advocacy Project's The Big Game Football Squares Raffle on February 9th, 2025, and help support survivors of power-based abuse. For every $100 donation, you secure a square and a chance to win amazing prizes. You can choose from two exciting grids. The Hawaiian Paradise Grid offers a grand prize of a seven-night stay for two at a luxury resort in Oahu or the Big Island. Or play the Beachfront Mexico Grid for a chance to win a four-night, all-inclusive stay for two at a five-star Marival Luxury Resort in Banderas Bay or Nuevo Nayarit, Mexico. Your contributions help survivors understand their rights, navigate the justice system, and secure emergency protective orders. To participate, visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org and select your grid today. Don't miss out. Tune in to the Texas Advocacy Project's Facebook page on February 9th, 2025, during the game for live updates on winners. Prizes are awarded at the end of each quarter, with the grand prize at the game's conclusion. So score big for a cause. Visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org to learn more. Hello, and welcome to Day by Day True Crime Stories, the daily podcast where we explore a different crime or justice milestone from this day in history. I'm your host, Kona Gallagher, and today is January 26th. On this day in 1996, the world of wrestling was shaken by a heartbreaking and senseless tragedy: the murder of Olympic gold medalist Dave Schultz. Dave wasn't just an exceptional athlete. He was a mentor, a friend, a father, and an inspiration to countless people in the wrestling community. His life was cut short in a shocking act of violence perpetrated by John DuPont, a multimillionaire heir with a passion for sports and a mind that was unraveling under the weight of paranoia and delusion. The crime, which unfolded on the grounds of DuPont's Foxcatcher Farm in Pennsylvania, would become one of the most infamous murders in sports history. Today, we'll take a closer look at Dave's extraordinary life, the unsettling events leading up to his death, and the legacy he left behind. Let's get started. Dave Schultz was a man who embodied excellence and kindness. Born on June 6, 1959, in Palo Alto, California, Dave excelled both in academics and athletics from an early age. He attended Stanford University, where his incredible talent on the wrestling mat became impossible to ignore, leading him to multiple NCAA championships. His tenacity, combined with a strategic mind and an unmatched technique, quickly elevated him to the international stage. In 1984, Dave reached the pinnacle of his career, earning a gold medal in freestyle wrestling at the Los Angeles Olympics. But his impact wasn't confined to his achievements. He was also known for his ability to uplift others. Dave mentored young wrestlers and fostered a love for the sport that transcended borders. His talent and dedication to helping others made him a beloved figure, not only in the U.S., but around the world. Dave and his wife, Nancy, lived on Foxcatcher Farm, a state-of-the-art training facility owned by John DuPont. For Dave, it seemed like the perfect place to train, coach, and nurture the next generation of champions. On the surface, it seemed like the ideal environment. But beneath the surface, things were far from perfect. John DuPont, born on November 22, 1938, was a member of one of America's wealthiest families. As an heir to the DuPont chemical fortune, John's childhood was certainly one of privilege, but he grew up isolated and deeply lonely. Relationships within his family were strained, and he struggled to connect with others. John's interests were varied. He dabbled in ornithology, collected stamps, and even authored books. But in the 1980s, he became fixated on wrestling. Despite having never achieved much as an athlete himself, he poured his wealth into creating a world-class training facility on his sprawling Pennsylvania estate, Foxcatcher Farm. John's vision was to turn Foxcatcher into a hub for Olympic hopefuls, and many wrestlers benefited from his financial support. But those who trained under him often described him as increasingly unstable. He carried weapons, spoke about imaginary threats, and seemed to spiral further into paranoia with each passing year. Dave Schultz and John DuPont's relationship was both professional and deeply complex. DuPont admired Dave and saw him as the centerpiece of Foxcatcher Farm's wrestling program. Dave's charisma, talent, and reputation all lent credibility to DuPont's vision of creating a world-class training hub. But the relationship wasn't without tension. As DuPont's behavior became increasingly bizarre, it created friction with those around him. Dave, always the peacemaker, often found himself in the difficult position of managing DuPont's outbursts and keeping the environment as stable as possible. Despite the challenges, Dave remained committed to the wrestlers and the potential that he saw at Foxcatcher Farm. He likely believed that his presence could make a difference and that the opportunities provided there outweighed the risks. On January 26, 1996, Dave Schultz was outside his home at Foxcatcher Farm working on his car while his wife Nancy was nearby. It was a seemingly ordinary afternoon until John DuPont arrived. Without any warning, DuPont pulled out a .44 Magnum revolver and shot Dave three times. Nancy witnessed the horrifying act and rushed to her husband's side while DuPont calmly drove back to his mansion. Despite her desperate efforts to save him, Dave died at the scene. John DuPont then barricaded himself in his mansion, initiating a tense two-day standoff with authorities. Police cut off power and water to the estate, negotiating for hours until DuPont surrendered peacefully on January 28th. Following the murder, investigators uncovered a disturbing pattern of behavior that had escalated over the years. Witnesses described DuPont as increasingly paranoid and carrying firearms wherever he went. His erratic behavior had been escalating for years, yet no one had intervened, perhaps intimidated by his wealth and the power he had over them. During his trial, DuPont's defense team argued that he suffered from paranoid schizophrenia and wasn't fully aware of his actions. They painted a picture of a man who had been driven to murder by his delusions. The prosecution countered that DuPont had a long history of dangerous behavior and was fully aware of what he was doing when he shot Dave Schultz. In 1997, DuPont was convicted of third-degree murder. The jury determined that while he was mentally ill, he was also competent enough to be held responsible for his crime. John DuPont was sentenced to 13 to 30 years in prison. And that's where he remained until his death in 2010. The tragic events surrounding Dave Schultz's murder were brought to life in the 2014 film Foxcatcher, directed by Bennett Miller. The movie starred Steve Carell as John DuPont, Channing Tatum as Dave's brother Mark Schultz, and Mark Ruffalo as Dave himself. Foxcatcher was both a critical and commercial success, earning multiple Academy Award nominations. Steve Carell's portrayal of John DuPont was widely praised for its chilling accuracy. While some elements of the story were, of course, dramatized for cinematic effect, the film stayed true to the core tragedy and renewed public interest in the case. It also raised important questions about power, mental illness, and the vulnerability of athletes dependent on wealthy patrons. Dave Schultz's death left an immense void, not only in the lives of those who loved him, but in the wrestling world. He wasn't just a champion on the mat. He was a mentor, a friend, and an inspiration. Foxcatcher Farm, once a symbol of opportunity for wrestlers, became a site of infamy. The estate was eventually sold and its facilities dismantled. Nancy Schultz and Dave's children have worked tirelessly to preserve his legacy, ensuring that his contributions to wrestling and his spirit of kindness are never forgotten. The murder of Dave Schultz remains one of the darkest moments in sports history. It's a story of senseless violence that took the life of an extraordinary man. But Dave's life, not his death, is what continues to inspire the wrestling community today. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Day by Day True Crime Stories. If you found this story compelling, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. And be sure to join me again tomorrow as we explore another significant event in true crime history. In the meantime, stay safe and remember that behind every headline is a life worth remembering. Day by Day, True Crime Stories is a Little Monster production.
Hey, you can do it!
Hey there, it's Kona Gallagher, host of And Then They Were Gone and Day by Day, True Crime Stories. And I am here to bring you an amazing opportunity to win some incredible prizes, all for a good cause. Join the Texas Advocacy Project's The Big Game Football Squares Raffle on February 9th, 2025, and help support survivors of power-based abuse. For every $100 donation, you secure a square and a chance to win amazing prizes. You can choose from two exciting grids. The Hawaiian Paradise Grid offers a grand prize of a seven-night stay for two at a luxury resort in Oahu or the Big Island. Or play the Beachfront Mexico Grid for a chance to win a four-night, all-inclusive stay for two at a five-star Marival luxury resort in Banderas Bay or Nuevo Nayarit, Mexico. Your contributions help survivors understand their rights, navigate the justice system, and secure emergency protective orders. To participate, visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org and select your grid today. Don't miss out. Tune in to the Texas Advocacy Project's Facebook page on February 9th, 2025, during the game for live updates on winners. Prizes are awarded at the end of each quarter with the grand prize at the game's conclusion. So score big for a cause. Visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org to learn more.